If you are talking of election this time, and you are talking of election being free and fair, how can you talk of election and we still have this issue of threat, where government officials, who are even the members of the SPLM, who are speaking publicly, are being arrested?
Yeah, Honorable Daniel, let's get back to the issues of freedom of speech. I know that you have been very vocal speaking on behalf of your party about civic space. And today, the U.S. Embassy in South Sudan issued a statement that the abduction, or what you have just called now the arrest of the former mayor of Juba Town, Callisto Ladu, is a clear example of lack of civic space. How would you react to that?
We cannot disagree with them. That is a fact. I'm able to speak because I'm like a public figure. My arrest may cause problems, and the party is standing with me. The current issue of former Juba City mayor being arrested because he was condemning land grabbing, which is against the right of property of the citizens of Central Equatoria, because it is not in line with our constitution that we should take property without going to court. But he was arrested because of coming out openly.
How do you know that he was arrested because he has been speaking on issues to do with land grabbing? I mean, I've heard him speak about illegal land grabbing in Gumbo, in Rajaf, in Jebel Ladu. But how do you know that he was arrested because of that?
Because now we are, the evidence is this one. One, he was speaking openly, which many people have taken to be an incitement. And then second, we are not given charges to contradict what we believe to be the one. So as long as those who arrested him have not arranged him before court or have not brought him to court to produce charges against him officially, then we believe he was arrested because of what he said against those land grabbers, and we condemn them all. Like, IO does not stand to support such action. Even if we are in the government, we still condemn those government officials who are arresting these innocent South Sudanese citizens who is protecting the right of his own people, because the government has failed to protect the rights of the people. So individual citizens who love this country must be ready to face all problems in protecting their own citizens.
And do you know where he is? Because his wife and his community and even the Catholic Church is concerned that his whereabouts are not known. They still don't know who exactly picked him. Do you know who picked him and where he's kept?
As of now, you will never know. Because this is why we are saying there should be security arrangement in place. We don't know different type of security units operating in the country. Anytime you can be arrested. This is why he was arrested. Nobody knows up to now. Even the family does not know. The other opposition parties do not know. Everybody are not aware where he is taken to. And this is why we are demanding, because it's a matter of this country to be stable. So nobody is aware, and that is why people are sitting. If we are able to see him, we can go to court to make him released, because we can go to issue the writ of habeas corpus to make sure that is produced before court. And that is what the lawyers should do now, to compel this security agent or to compel the government to produce him.
I don't speak on behalf of lawyers, but it is a common sense that the lawyers would say this should be the job of a member of parliament to demand for accountability and even summon the Minister of Interior and the Minister of National Security to answer. Where is the former mayor?
We are supposed to summon three ministers, the Minister of Interior, the Minister of Defense, and the Minister of National Security. But now the problem is, even if you are the Minister of Interior today, because he's not in charge of the whole police, the police is operating alone differently. So these ministers are also innocent. We can push at them, but we need to accountability as a whole, because there is a group of people who are operating independent of the government. That is why you have seen we are not able even to control the economy. The president is not even aware of these different security sectors. So the ministers are innocent. Unless we deal with IGP and the director of national security, these are the people who are exactly directly in charge of these people, and they can tell us, not even the ministers.
You sound like you are very helpless at this moment, not able to do anything, not able to find out where the former mayor has been kept. And this is coming from somebody who is a lawmaker. Is there hope for South Sudan?
I'm not helpless, as I said, because there is still in place, and we have made a commitment today in the parliament that we told the media openly that this time is a time of work. The Bill of National Security is still up to now. Up to now, it is still in the House because there are debates. We passed that bill in two stages, first reading and second reading, and we were able to scrub the powers of national security to arrest without warrant. But in the process, some members of the SPLM came in that they needed these powers because country will be lawlessness. Yet it is not the country which is lawlessness. It is the security which is not organized, which is lawlessness. And one of the ways of organizing security is to make sure that the security works in order. The police should take their own role and be respected and empowered. The national security should be just a body that collects the information, analyzes it, and advises the relevant authority. It does not have powers to arrest.